100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, morning, everyone. Hump Day is here. Now, Ari, we're going to be on a little bit on the quiet side for you.
No, it's fine. It's all good.
You've got a strep throat or something, a sore throat.
Yeah, I think I woke up with a little bit of tonsillitis, but that's okay.
Oh, what a nightmare.
That's all good.
Is there anything we can get you? Can I get, honey or something delivered to the station or...
Oh, that sounds a bit nice. No, I've got a nice hot coffee here. It's actually got some... What do you call that thing? Cinnamon in it. It's meant to have some good properties in it, cinnamon, so hopefully that works. And gargling a lot of salt water.
That's right. That's the, I guess, recommended treatment.
Yeah.
You want to keep your tonsils if you can.
Yeah. I've actually really considered getting them removed, actually. Mm. I've got tonsillitis quite a few times.
See, that if you keep getting it, sometimes they'll, you know, say remove them, but they do...
Purpose?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they filter out your colds and flus and stuff.
Oh, okay. So they used to think,
oh, useless, get rid of them straight away, like first sign of tonsillitis.
Oh, wow.
Like back in the, I don't know, up till the 80s maybe.
Okay.
And they were, hang on, maybe they're not just useless.
Okay.
But if you keep getting tonsillitis, then they do say, get rid of them.
Mm.
But anyway, look, we're going to take care of Ari today. So if she's talking less, it's not because she doesn't like you.
Oh, never.
No, it's not. It's because we're preserving her tonsils, all right? So this is a take care of Ari show today.
Oh, bless you.
How about this, like, start of the rain, though? It's
I saw some footage
up in Byron.
Oh, that far.
It's already looking pretty intense.
Right,
I'd say.
Making its way to the coast. Isn't
yeah,
it?
A cyclone Alfred is getting closer. Look, hopefully it reduces in power. Everyone's sandbagging and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, well, what's most important is the fact that both AFL Queensland games had to be postponed because of it.
Well, a lot of people will be concerned about that.
We're a footballing nation.
That is true. Mm. That is true. Look, hopefully things go, I guess, are not too intense. That's all you hope for in a situation like this.
Definitely.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So I've seen this thing this morning. It's quite interesting. You know how Barbie has been coming out with a lot of different dolls recently?
Sure.
Especially since, like, the movie came out. Well, apparently our own Ash Barty has been featured as our Barbie doll.
How good's that?
The dolls, so of Ash Barty and also former tennis player Yvonne Goolagong, have been made a tribute to female friendship in a series of one-of-a-kind role model Barbies.
I love that. Because obviously, you know... Ash Barty was unbelievable.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And only in such recent, memory. So there would have been a lot of kids who gone, how good's she?
That's right.
And now you can buy the doll. I actually think that's awesome.
It's fun because the doll comes with, like, the tennis ball attached to her hand and also, like, the tennis racket. So it's quite the fun-looking Barbie.
I think it should be more along the lines of, like, a book and a TV remote because she's retired now.
Yeah,
tennis is no longer part of her life.
I have to say, though, the head of the Barbie for Ash does not look anything like her, especially the hair. It's completely wrong colour.
Oh,
completely wrong style.
What?
Yeah.
They need to sort that out.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was their expertise.
No, apparently not. But I have to say, I'll commend Barbie on this. They made her legs, like, nice and strong and muscular.
I like to see that. Yeah.
Because, muscly lady.
Well, and also, traditionally, they're just like two bean poles, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so this...
They're an athlete, make them look like one.
That's a great point, well made.
We celebrate athletes' bodies.
Yeah. Would you like to become a Barbie?
Yes, but I don't know what type of clothes I'd wear because I have a multifaceted personality.
Hey, and that's okay. Maybe you'd be one of those ones that comes with heaps of accessories.
That would be good.
Yeah,
and
all right.
Maybe like a little puppy dog and a Vespa.
Work in progress. Mm. We'll try and get Ari as the next Barbie. That's a cool idea.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, First at 5 time, Bree is here. Good morning, Bree. Of course, one of the biggest stories is the storm, yeah?
Yeah, so the tropical cyclone Alfred is expected to hit landfall tomorrow or on Friday. A bunch of our SES crews from the Hunter and also on the Central Coast have now been sent to the northern regions as well as the mid-north coast to help out up there, because they're going to be the main ones, as well as obviously Queensland. But in New South Wales, they're going to be the main ones that are going to be most hit with this tropical cyclone. They're on extreme flood watch and are being evacuated at the moment.
Oh, jeez. Scary.
Isn't it? And, you know, well, Brisbane's got such a history of it. I saw this one thing where they have kept the dam levels lower for a while leading up to this. So, I mean, they were talking about it like 86% capacity on some of the big dams. But to me, it doesn't even seem low enough. I don't know. But I'm sure they've got the right people organising that and calculating it and all the rest of it, right?
Yeah, and that's it. And especially, I think, you know, your heart's got to go out for Lismore, because they're just battling a couple of years ago that really intense flood.
Yeah,
and then they're expected to feel the brunt of it, essentially, as well.
Jeez, it's intense.
Yeah, but also speaking here in the Hunter, so we're expected for a week's worth of really intense rain and winds, but also the Marine Rescue New South Wales has sent out a big warning to boaties to stay out of the water. So making sure the boats and vessels are moored safely and securely, because we're expected to get those 3 to 4 metre swells.
Okay, yeah. So if you've just left it tied up with a bit of fishing line or something, probably go out there and use something a bit more secure. That's the advice.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Otherwise, you won't see your boat again. And apparently, they're quite costly.
Yeah, that's it. And, well, also, you know, if they get free and then they bash into other things, wreck other boats, all that, they're just a hazard then in the water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. But also, swimmers, surfers, expected to be really high surf out there. Probably great ideal for surfers to go out there and ride those waves, but just stay out of the water. Yeah. Not the safest thing to do.
If you can, please just stay out of the water. It's good advice. As this, I guess, storm gets closer, things will get more intense.
UFM.
De Novos.
Ari, how about this for a story? This company called, that is specializes in AI and also like the call centers, they're called Teleperformance SE. They're actually the world's largest call center operator. I haven't heard of them before, have you?
No, I haven't.
So they got big companies as their clients: Samsung, TikTok, Apple, that sort of stuff.
Massive.
Yeah, so they've come up with this technology. So when somebody calls you, say from a call center, or you call them, you got a question about your Samsung fridge or whatever that you've just bought.
Yeah, you need help.
Yeah, you need help. The agent you get on the line, you might hear them and you go, oh, they've got an accent from overseas, right? Sometimes it can be hard to understand.
Yeah, you got to pay like extra attention.
Exactly, or like try and turn your phone right up, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, this new technology, they say, will analyze the speech from them and in real time will turn it into a local accent. So it'll make it the Aussie accent.
Right. So we'll be able to understand, like, someone, if we go down to our local Coles and chat to them at the desk, you know, something similar.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So the idea is that it makes the speaker's original voice and emotion into your accent.
That's really cool. I don't know how that technology works, though, like transforms it in real time.
Yeah, so good news if you're wondering. I've got the information. So what happens is it transcribes the speech, like super fast, turns it into text, and then reforms it into your local accent using tone, emotion and identity, like the still the original tone. So if they're angry at you on the phone, you'll still be able to hear it. It'll just be in an Aussie accent.
Yeah.
Or any accent. It can make it into any accent around the world. They reckon they're going to roll this technology out very soon. I mean, the only thing that I'm concerned about is like the use with scammers or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because they also say like they get rid of all the noise and stuff in the background. One of the key ways I know a scam is calling me is when you can hear all the other people chatting in the background.
Oh, is that how it works?
You know, like when they call you up and you can hear like all this chit-chat and loud noise in the background, you know, they're at a massive call center. They're all, you know, they're just after your cash.
Right.
They're going to get rid of that. So it's a double-edged sword here. I'll be able to understand them really well. But I'm concerned that more scammers may get to me and get my cash. I don't know how I feel about the whole situation.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
It appears that some Aussie surfers are trying to be fun little heroes because apparently champion Mick Fanning, you know Mick Fanning,
sure,
the famous surfer.
Of course, yeah.
Has just revealed some stitches that he had to get in his head, just like near the eyebrow there, because he wanted to take on some of the massive waves generated by the oncoming tropical cyclone up north.
Ooh.
What an idiot. So along with hundreds of others, Fanning actually hit the waves over the weekend to benefit from the effects of Cyclone Alfred. The surfing legend actually had to get stitches in his forehead after riding the waves.
So, here's the lesson, I guess.
Yeah.
If an expert like Fanning can't do it, stay
home.
Well,
without getting hurt.
Yeah, without getting hurt. That's right. Stay home.
Don't go underwater.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be very unpredictable the next few days. Mm. So, just be extra careful, I guess, is the tip there, and probably stay home.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, serves as a warning, that's for sure.
Certainly does.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, this lady down in Sydney, look, it's a story from Sydney, but it's actually kind of genius, so we'll tolerate this, right? So this lady, she's at the clubs, right? 1 o'clock in the morning comes around, and she goes, oh, my God. My feet are so sore from being in these heels dancing all night.
Yeah, it would have been hours, so you can imagine.
Well, yeah, you can imagine, and so can I. They're very heels are very uncomfortable after a good few hours, right?
That is correct, yes. Yeah.
What? How would you describe the pain, Ari?
It's like, I feel like the balls of your feet hurt the most, like the padded area, because when you think about it with the heels, right, so all the pressure is going on, like the front of your foot there.
That's
so
right.
So, like, it kind of, like, shoots pains through the middle.
That's how I felt, yeah. Anyway, what they get worse as well if it's new shoes as well, because you've absolutely blisters. No wear. You get blisters on top of that. Now, she jumped on Airtasker, which is a site we've talked about on this show before where you can just, like, put up any job. It could be absolutely anything, and people put up their bids, or you can say, I'll pay you this much to do this.
Mm-hmm.
She said, $100 to anyone who would bring sneakers to the club I'm at.
Brilliant.
She gave her shoe size. Someone came through, and, yeah, they turned up with the sneakers. They got the $100. Job's done.
Hang on. So, great that that worked, but so she didn't pay anyone to go to her place.
No.
Okay, right.
Just second, if you've got shoes of this size, sneakers, comfy ones, bring them in.
Oh.
Give you $100.
Okay, how that clever, makes sense.
How clever is that? Especially if you live just down the road, you got the same shoe size, you're doing well.
Yeah, but you have to be desperate to pay someone a good amount of money for that.
Yeah, but if you, haven't you felt that uncomfortable in heels, Ari?
Yes.
You'll pay $100 to get away from this pain?
But a real woman will suffer through it and then be in pain later when she gets home.
Yeah, well, not me.
Have a nice warm shower after it.
I'd pay the $100 to get rid of that pain.
You
yeah.
Sookie lala.
I guess I'm not a real woman.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, for this next story, we head to our Newcastle airport, which we know has been sort of undergoing a lot of changes and stuff recently. Big updates, right?
Yeah, it has to keep up with, you know, the growing demand of consumers and where we want to fly. We need to go international, all that type of thing.
Well, definitely. And it's something I'm excited about, to see our little local airport growing and become an international terminal.
Yeah.
It's a dream. I want to go to Bali for $600.
Oh, same.
You know, and not have to go to Sydney.
Mm.
That is the dream. However, I feel like they might be getting a little overdramatic. Now, here's what's happened. So, obviously, 97th Academy Awards were just the other day, and there was a lot of hype around that, a lot of excitement, you know, a lot of, I guess, build-up, and they were quite good. There was, you know, no scandals to speak of, and there was also, you know, a lot of fun moments and stuff like that. And glitz and glamour is what it's known for, right?
Absolutely.
The Newcastle Airport thought, you know what, we can capitalise on a little bit of this.
How
by
so?
doing a little post. So obviously the Academy Awards happened, and then Newcastle Airport put this on their Facebook page. As we watch the glitz and glamour of the 97th Academy Awards, we are reminded of our own star-studded project here in Newcastle. What?
Star-studded project. not a person, it's a project.
I know. Just like the best films transport us to new worlds, our new international terminal set to open August this year will literally connect our region to the world.
Give that marketing specialist an award. That was fantastic.
How ridiculous, right? I'm sorry, but it's not even finished. Secondly, they haven't even promised where they'll can fly to or booked any airlines to fly anywhere.
Yeah, their media hasn't done that well, have they?
They said the construction... Oh, here we go. Let me put the music back on, because it continues. The construction of our terminal has been nothing short of an epic production. And then little picture of a film camera.
Oh.
With major construction now complete and the last piece of steel in place, we are in fact about to ensure and we deliver an airport experience that's truly world-class. On and on it goes. They say, here's to reaching for the stars, both on the silver screen and in our skies.
I mean, good on them for their piece of writing, but it's actually a mute point because it's got nothing to do with film or TV.
That's right. I went out there to pick up a friend about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's honestly still chaotic.
Oh,
because when you go in, there's still all the construction going on, so you're forced into one lane, the traffic's terrible, they haven't sorted any of that out.
Tell them to wrap it up.
And they still haven't flown us anywhere internationally, or got a promise of when that's going to happen. Until they can do that, until you can fly to New York, lay off the flowery posts, okay?
100% locally made, live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So, Ari, it was you that brought me the story of a banh mi coming to KFC.
True.
They're making their own version. I was like, this doesn't sound right.
It looks kind of gross.
Feels off. Well, a friend of mine's tried one. Yeah. He sent me a photo. Oh, it's a big don't bother.
Why?
If you like actual banh mi. If you want to try something different, I guess it is. But you could literally just see a singular thread of carrot running through it. Like the worst looking slaw you've ever seen.
That's pathetic.
The whole thing looked terrible.
I think if you want banh mi, try and get it as authentic as possible.
That's
from
what
one of the other
it would
stores.
Have been. Yeah, and look, it's obviously curiosity's got the best of him, and he went against his better judgment and my warnings, to be honest, not to get it, and went and got one.
I'm a big advocate for trying new things at, the fast food chains.
Yeah,
if
me
got
too.
A new product, try it. Why not? What's it going to hurt?
Exactly. Mm. But this one, it looks like an avoid.
Just be prepared to be disappointed.
That's
it.
Your
message here?
Yeah. Look, nothing wrong with KFC. They've got other, products. They're fried chicken. That's what they're famous for.
Potato and gravy, elite.
Ari's a big fan. Mm. Me less so, but doesn't matter. But the banh mi, it seems like, is a miss. All I'll say.
Oh, dear.
New FM. The Novos.
Now, we've talked about swags on this show beforehand. I think it was about a month ago, or maybe nearly two, I went on a camping trip, right? And most people there had swags, and some people were sleeping in the same swag together. They were like these big kind of pop-up swags. A mini tent. It's like if a tent and a sleeping bag had a baby.
Yeah, that's right. And some also are on the rooftop tents as well. They put them on the tops of the, utes and stuff like that.
Yes. Yeah, they're quite popular nowadays. Well, there's been quite the debate online and also behind the scenes as well in studio.
Sure.
Talking about swags, if they're actually quite the romantic feature of a camping trip if two people are staying in there, or if they are, just rubbish and uncomfortable, and why bother?
Okay, let's start, because did you sleep in the swag on the camping trip?
I refused to.
So you didn't in the end?
No,
but did you even sample it?
Well, no, because there was no way I was going to fit in it. But I saw other people in the camping grounds get in together, and I'm telling you what, it looks so claustrophobic and uncomfortable. I don't want to be touching no one's bits, as I'm sleeping in there. That's just no.
Well,
and be really hot as well, especially on those really humid nights.
Okay, let's ignore a humid night.
Okay, sure.
And let's think about a cooler evening.
Okay.
Right? You're there with the special someone. You're camping. You're in nature. There's nothing but the sound of the birds in the distance and crickets chirping in the evening, the cool air. And then you feel the soft touch of canvas against you as you get into the swag for the evening. How lovely is that? And how romantic is that? I reckon swags are very romantic.
I couldn't think of anything worse, to be honest. Like the feel of canvas and then having like all the wildlife around you. Keep a damn place.
Well, no. Also, Ari, you got to remember there's that noise that canvas makes, you know, when everyone... anytime anyone moves.
Yeah.
And there's no more romantic sound than that, I would say.
I think that is absolute lies. I just can't think. Swags are not meant to... Like, it's okay. It's for camping, right?
Sure.
Camping is not a luxurious or romantic or sexy thing.
It is.
You're out in nature, just, you know, kind of... What's the word I'm trying to think of here that's not too offensive?
Enjoying the beauty of it all?
You're povoing it. Like you're,
oh, Ari, that's you're a not, bit intense.
Nah, like, give me a bed, please. That's just gross. But, yeah, honestly, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Okay.
It's not romantic. It's rubbish.
All right. Well, that's your opinion on it. Here's what I'd say. You're cuddled up close with your special someone. You're away in nature. I don't think there's anything more romantic than that. And being in a swag, it's got like a coziness to it as well, because you're sort of inside this, like a pocket, if you will.
A domed coffin.
Is how you're putting it.
Yeah, I'm not a vampire.
All right. Well, this is, I guess, the two sides of the argument. Mm. Ari is anti-swag. Mm. I think they're quite romantic and sweet. 4967-4105. Are swags romantic or are they rubbish? Maybe you've got a story or maybe you just want to weigh in on this. Mm. I say they're very romantic and lovely.
Well, we did get a message on our Instagram from Jasmine. She says... Ari doesn't want to camp, and she's right. She wants to glamp. Stick to hotels, maybe. Tents, swags, rooftop tents, sleeping bags, etc. is true camping. So basically, she's like, girl, just go a different avenue. And I agree with Miss Jasmine there.
All right. Well, thanks for the message. Also, 4967-4105. In Aberglasslyn, Selena, do you think swags are romantic or rubbish?
I reckon laying in an ant's nest would be more romantic.
So you're not a fan?
God, no. My idea of camping is a 3-star hotel.
That's the absolute minimum. I feel like you're a woman after Ari's own heart there.
You get it.
Yes. No, there's no... You'd be that close, you'd be smelling his armpit. Imagine if he didn't put any deodorant on.
I'd drop him, Selena, don't you worry.
Absolute nightmare. I feel like Selena's had some bad experiences there camping as well.
It seems like it, yeah. All right, let's go to see him now. Hey, Kieran, what are your thoughts? Are swags romantic? Good. What do you think?
Well, there was a famous song once, A Jolly Swag Man. And I started thinking about it. And why is he so jolly? Because he's in the swag. He's by himself. The old canvas coffin. He doesn't pay rent. He doesn't pay electricity. He wakes up underneath a coolabah tree right near a billabong.
You know what?
You can't beat that, can you, really?
You know, the song off by heart.
Is there anything more romantic than being underneath a tree near a billabong? Yes, being in a swag.
On your own. That's
not so romantic.
Romantic on your own.
To be fair, I think you've won this one.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Okay, game time now. This is the Novos Name 5. How it works, you have 10 seconds on the clock. You have to name 5 things that are related to the category that we give you. Not too difficult, but it is a game of speed and wit.
That's right. You've got to be in quick. 10 seconds goes very fast. Today, you win yourself a family ticket to play mini golf at Rippett Golf Broadmeadow, plus in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. This is worth over $100 and it's so nice out there. Everyone raves about it. So, if you want to get your mitts on this, let's meet our contestant for today out at Fern Bay. It's Enya. Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Now, what are you up to today? You're off to work? You're there now? What's the situation?
No, day with my daughter who's currently watching Miss Rachel, so that she does not interfere with my gameplay.
Oh, nice. Smart as well.
Love that.
How old's your daughter?
She's about to turn 2.
Oh, how good.
Sweet.
You're having a good time together?
Yeah. You're on the farm.
Oh, and rainy days mean you got to work out all the indoor activities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that today. Hopefully we can get you off to play some mini golf, all right? All right, fingers crossed. You know how the game works. 10 seconds on the clock. Ari, as your quiz master, let's take it away.
Okay, Anya, I need you to name 5 things you find in the bathroom. Go.
Toothbrush, plants, toothpaste, cleanser, toilet paper.
Oh, that was done. So easy.
Well done,
You've
Anya.
You've only gone and smashed it.
I do have plants in my bathroom.
Oh, look.
A lot of people do. My sister-in-law does too. Don't worry, Anya. It's weird, but it's a thing. It makes it look pretty.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Simple as that. You heard how it works. If you want to be a winner like Anya, same time, same place tomorrow here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Obviously, a little while ago on the show, we talked about home ice cream. Now, these were the little trucks that went around, and instead of just selling you, like, one Cornetto or one, like, soft serve, you could buy, like, a little box of those, right?
Yeah.
You had it in your area growing up, right? What sort of... Did you ever buy from it?
We certainly did. So this is when we were living in Holmesville.
Yeah.
And I think one of the main boxes that we got from the home ice cream van was, like, you know, Magnums, for example, the chocolate-coated vanilla ice cream. We got the hearts.
I remember. They were really, like... They were big in the early 2000s. Mm. That was like your equivalent, wasn't it? You'd see it at the servos and stuff like that.
Yeah, those were the main ones. And I think the Paddle Pops were the second ones that we bought all the time.
Usually got those, yeah. So this is just a little reminder. Here's an ad from 2007 of Home Ice Cream. It's very nostalgic, although for 2007, it somehow sounds like from 1996.
Correct.
So I'm not sure where the marketing budget went, but I feel like it wasn't on a new jingle.
Maybe like the nostalgia of it was its marketing ploy.
Could well have been. Mm. Now, there used to be a depot in Warrabrook where you could go in like during business hours and buy the ice creams from like the shop if the truck didn't come near you or, God forbid, you missed it. You know, you were out at that time or something like that.
Correct.
That then closed about 5 years ago, from what I can tell, my investigation. Home ice cream on the decline.
Devastating. But also, if we knew it was there, we could have kept it in business.
Well, that's it. See, that once again, advertising missing. So I want to stop the further decline in home ice cream. I've no shares or anything in this company, just FYI. I just like the idea of it. Because I've discovered, I thought they were completely gone. So did you. You thought they were gone from the state.
Correct.
Turns out, if you just zip down the M1, there's a depot in Western Sydney where you can go during business hours and not just buy one or two ice creams. They'll sell you the cases, the big, commercial cases. So, like, if you wanted to make a trip down to Sydney, take a couple of those, like, you know, Eskies or Aldi cooler bags and a couple of ice packs, you could sort yourself out and maybe your neighbours. I mean, maybe go further. Get yourself a little truck. Suddenly you've restarted the home ice cream business.
Brilliant.
Because I know there's a hunger for this sort of thing, right? People love the nostalgia of it.
It is incredible. Honestly, my brother lives in Western Sydney. If I told him about this, he would be there every week.
His number one customer is going to be for them. They'll be stoked to hear this.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Kid.
Good morning. My name is Sophia Tynan. I am 10 years old in Year 5 at Our Lady of Victory, Shortland, and I'm today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with expected showers with tops of 26 degrees. Right now in Madawi, it's 20 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Wow.
That was pretty seamless. Oh, my goodness.
Ari, now you've been a professional newsreader in the past.
Correct.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, but the pace was really nice on that, wasn't it?
The pace was perfect. Your diction was very good. And plus, really confident as well. You seem very relaxed when you're doing that as well.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
She's ready to go. Put her in the newsroom.
Yeah, a bit of public speaking, that sort of stuff.
She's ready.
You're very, very good at that. First of all, we've got to get this in. Did you have any shout-outs you want to do this morning?
Yes, my shout-outs are to Ariana, Lily, Natalia, Ivy, Ada and Isaac.
That's a lot of names.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. You've got a lot of friends in high places.
Nice of you to shout out Ari as well.
Oh, yeah,
well.
Thanks.
She appreciates that.
That name is, you know, on the rise, apparently.
Yeah.
Plus, we also do have to talk about your love for music. Who are you really liking at the moment?
Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift.
Okay, right. So, like, the strong females, yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah, that's
nice
right.
Nice one.
Also, hobbies are dancing and singing. Do a little bit of both?
Yeah.
Nice. Well done.
Good stuff. Now, also here, that you guys are off on a family holiday to Fiji.
Yes.
You must be pretty excited.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Have you ever been there before?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And what are you most excited about in Fiji?
To explore the beaches, and we get to go snorkeling.
Snorkeling will be a lot of fun.
How good. And in tropical, beautiful, warm water as well. You guys will be living good.
Mm-hmm. I've heard it's the place to be. Well, congratulations, Sophia. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Playland at Green Hills, where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited play times to stay all day. Book now at kidsworldplay.com.au. And, of course, if you'd like your child to be our next Weather Whiz Kid, you can register online now at newfm.com.au.
Simple as that. Do a great job like Sophia. That was unreal. Well done. You should be very proud. So easy, as Ari said, newfm.com.au to register.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Saw this great photo the other day, and it was just a bit of fun, of our Prime Minister's residence, Kirribilli House in Sydney. Well, that's where they are in residence when they're in Sydney.
Correct.
Now, it's just of the driveway, the entryway of this house, which is just on a normal street down there in Kirribilli.
Mm-hmm.
And running across the driveway is this turkey. Now, you've seen these turkeys around our area. They're everywhere. They're sort of black. They've got the little red head. And they're not massive. They're not huge like the American-style turkeys.
I don't think you can eat these turkeys either.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're protected. So, you definitely can't straight off the bat.
They look like they've got like a yellow kind of flabby collar around them as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Like on most of them they have them. Yeah.
They look like they've got a couple of dried apricots hanging around their neck. They're very funny animals. They like digging up gardens, but once again, fully protected, so there's nothing you can do about them.
I think I've seen a couple of
Black Butte Reserve,
thank
maybe?
Thank you. Yep. That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely see them there, even running across the road. I forget what the name of that road is, just out the front. Anyway, they run across that road. They're in the bush there. They like sort of, bush with a bit of, like, sort of, like a lot of leaf litter, because that's what they make their mounds out of, right? Which is where they lay their eggs. They're a fascinating creature, beside the point. Anyway, I saw this turkey there, and the caption caught my eye, because it feels like something wasn't quite right about it.
What did it say?
So, it said, bush turkey running across the Prime Minister's driveway.
Right, what's wrong with that?
Well, it's supposed to be brush turkey. Couple of reasons. First of all, and this is how you remember it if you're ever in doubt. Turkey has an R in it, so does brush. Bush does not. Second of all, its tail looks like a brush. That's why it's called a brush turkey. And once again, you see them in the scrub and brush around our area, which is why it's called a brush turkey. But a lot of people think, wrongly, that it's called a bush turkey.
I think you might be right, because honestly, just to be able to refresh my memory on what they look like, I've Googled bush turkey specifically, and then all the captions for Google Images says brush turkey underneath. But I've always grown up with bush turkey as what they're called.
Okay, well, we want to settle this debate. Maybe it's different in different places, but we want to know what Newcastle thinks about this. Is it brush turkey, and you remember it because it's got an R in it and its tail looks like a brush, or is it bush turkey as captioned on this photograph?
Yeah, I have to say it's bush. Like, you know, we're Aussie battlers. We belong in the bush, so it's a bush turkey.
That's what you've grown up with, and maybe it is a Newcastle thing. Maybe I'm wrong here. 4967 4105. Starting in Rankin Park, Louise, what do you reckon?
It's definitely bush turkey.
Bush turkey.
You know, the castor and thing. Yeah, absolutely. Never heard it called brush.
Brush turkey before. Yeah, right. Have you lived in Newcastle your whole life?
Yes. Okay. Definitely seen them a million times at Blackbutt.
And you always went, oh, there's a... That's where you bush turkey. Right. Okay. All right. So we're one for Team Bush here.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the next caller.
Yep. In Lemon Tree Passage. Hey, Krista, which one do you think it is?
100% it's the bush turkey.
Ah, see? Everyone's brought up with the bush.
Now, have you lived in Lemon Tree Passage your whole life or Newcastle?
Yeah, 35 years plus.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
When we see him, like, digging through people's rubbish and stuff like that, my kids are like, look at the bush turkeys.
All right. Ah. Okay, so a two for Team Bush here. Mm. Everyone loving the bush. All right, let's go to Metford. Miller, is it bush or brush turkey?
Well, I live in Newcastle, mate, and I've been here since 86, and I used to see them around, and everyone that I know of, they call it the bush turkey.
Ha!
Oh, my God.
Me.
It seems like it's going to be a landslide here.
I reckon.
All right, one more. In Salamander Bay, Michelle, what do you call it?
Bush turkey.
Wow. You couldn't be any more clear than that. In the new FM Court of Law, I think we can say it is once and for all called...
unanimous.
...a bush turkey. 100% of callers right there.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, the storm, of course, the biggest news of the day. Mm-hmm. Just having a look at some, like, live surf cams.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. Cabarita Beach at Byron Bay. Mm. Oh, my God, the surf is wild.
Is it really?
It's extraordinary. Massive wave after massive wave.
Oh.
Can't see a single soul on the beach, which is smart. And same applies, you know, if you're tempted to go out in the surf the next couple of days, please be careful. Just don't, really is the message.
Well, at the moment, we are looking like we have a bit of sunshine outside, which is lovely. However, we are expecting a lot of rain in the coming days as we cop that tail end of the cyclone, right?
Yeah, that's it. Also looking at like Noosa and stuff, it is just wild weather. The rain is heavy and, yeah, the surf looks really unpredictable.
Mm.
You know, there's massive waves and then choppy and all sorts of stuff, like I said. And once again, not a single person out there. So I think people are getting the message, which is good.
Which is a very good thing, yes.
Certainly is.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Right now, though, I want to talk about an amazing secret room found in an Australian apartment building. So this woman has shared her experience on TikTok. She lives in this apartment. I think it's down in Sydney. It's gone viral with like nearly 2 million views. So the video shows this woman heading downstairs to a seemingly ordinary door in her building, only to uncover a fully stocked mini supermarket filled with all the essentials that you could ever need, including pastries, snacks, even fresh produce, all the pantry stuff, butter, milk, eggs, you know, all that type of thing.
A mini supermarket in her flat.
Yeah, so could you just imagine, like, this is like, it's a private little walk-in pantry. It's self-serve. You scan all the items yourself. You walk in at any time. It's 24/7, and no one else has access to it except you and the other, like, residents in your building.
That's
perfect.
Kind of genius, right?
You never have to leave the place again.
Also, you're turning part of your apartment into a money-making, you know, facility, which is very smart.
And the developers obviously had an idea here and it's paying off quite literally.
Yeah, well, now, obviously you're looking to move out to somewhere with your partner, Will.
Yeah, eventually.
How would you guys, you know, go running a mini supermarket, do you reckon, from your place?
Oh, I'm not running it. I want somebody to already have it for me, ready to go.
Oh.
I want someone else to do all the admin so that I can benefit from it.
That sounds like it might be a little on the trickier side to find, because I've never heard of this before. What? I thought a good opportunity for you guys to make some cash.
Yeah, it's a good idea, but I just want a private grocery store so I don't have to deal with all the hustle and bustle of the randos and weirdos.
Right, that's only for you guys from that one apartment building.
Mm.
Well, hopefully when you guys find the place, it's got that one installed already.
But it has to be stocked, right, with
cheese and Vegemite scrolls already baked for Will.
Yep.
And like the Milo ice cream for me.
That's your number one request?
Has to have Milo.
All right. Well, fingers crossed we can fire that for you because I don't know. I don't know if they're going to have that in Newcastle.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And we are getting a bit of rain and, you know, winds and stuff around our region. But further up the coast, things are getting serious.
They are.
There's, you know, the impending cyclone is just off the coast. I mean, this is still possibly a day or two to go. Everyone's pretty worried, and rightfully so. And to find out a bit more about what's actually happening on the ground, this morning we've got Gailey and Emily Jade from 102.9 Hot Tomato up on the Gold Coast. They're the best radio station up there.
Yep.
Good morning, guys. How are you actually faring?
Good morning. We're good. The supermarkets are pretty bare. It's hard to get water. There's not a lot of fresh produce on the shelves and no generators are left. A lot of Facebook pages popping up with jokes, which is great. You've got to keep your humour.
Yeah. Sure.
People trying to sell bottles of water for an exchange of a four-bedroom house.
Well, look, that's the Aussie way. But on a more serious topic, I guess, that, you know, there's also a lot of community spirit going on. Have you guys witnessed that?
Yeah, certainly. There's a lot of community spirit. Sometimes it's funny, an event like this, you do see communities galvanise and getting together. It also has led to different stories of frustration as well. Some people getting a little bit put out and angry because there's kilometres and hours and hour line up sandbags and all those sorts of things. So if you have someone that's a little bit rude and maybe pushing in or something like that, then there's a bit of outrage and that comes out. We're encouraging everyone just to, you know, stay calm and be really kind in these situations, which really is what you find most of the time. Everyone, you can tell, though, there's this little, you know, you're walking past someone and there's this nod, you know, I've got my sand. You know, you're coming out of Bunnings, yeah, I've got my mop.
And the issue with the sandbagging is there is, you know, huge lines and they're limiting it to like 10 sandbags per car and people need much more than that.
Yeah.
So people are getting ingenious and they're heading to Bunnings and they're buying potting mix and things like that that they can stack up
pool
in front
salt
of their
bags.
Yeah, whatever.
That's another one.
I'm going back
today.
Yeah.
I don't even have a pool guy.
Well, at least you can utilise that stuff after the cyclone as well. If it isn't ruined,
that's
a stockpile.
You're ready to do your garden coming into autumn, which is at least, you know, a silver lining, I guess.
Bunnings is doing a roaring trade then, I would assume.
They really are. Yeah, generators are hard to come by at the moment. I think they're shipping all the generators up from all around Australia to us right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, look, fingers crossed, you know, everything goes all right. And, like, just are you guys, do you have a view of the actual what's, you know, as it develops sort of thing out the window? What's your situation?
Yeah. Okay, Dale, it's the in-joke of our station that we live in a dungeon. We have a studio. We are the number one station on the Gold Coast. We are 100% local, 24 hours a day, and we are the only station with not a single window looking out into the world. It's a bone of contention for all of us.
We've actually just built a periscope so that we can actually look out the top of the roof.
So what we really rely on, though, is our listeners, and they have been wonderful. They know the in-joke about our studio, and so they do call in and tell us what's going on in their suburbs. And we really rely on them right now. And we've got a few computers set up
with videos
and stuff.
All that stuff that you need. Well, good luck on your periscope construction project, which seems to be the main thing that you need at the moment.
Yeah.
But we are sending all the good vibes from here in Newcastle to you guys and, you know, watching it as we can. And I know a lot of SES crews from our area have headed up that way.
Ready to support.
Yeah. That's it. So, you know, fingers crossed everything goes as good as it can. And our thoughts are with you guys as you know, taking on this beast, if you will.
Well, feel free to keep checking in with us because all the staff have decided to camp at the station so we can stay on air so we don't get cut off. So we've got all of the air mattresses coming in and our doonas and food being delivered. So we'll be here if you want to cross to us.
We definitely will check in with you guys. Stay safe up there, okay? Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks,
Privo. Appreciate it.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
And good news for Singleton, one of the parks, they've got Gowrie Park there, they're looking at putting in a pump track for BMX enthusiasts.
Oh.
Now, these are super cool. As a kid, that's all I wanted to do was go to the pump track.
Did you ever, like, yes. go to your local bush or whatnot and get yes. a shovel and just build jumps?
Yes.
Mm. Everyone in Holmesville and Cameron Park used to do that.
So growing up on the farm, we had, like, a lot of steep hills and stuff. Nice. We made our own tracks and jumps and all sorts of things.
Mm.
Plenty of grazed knees. I'm pretty uncoordinated, to be honest.
One of the most iconic, man-made kind of pump tracks was in Holmesville, but it was like near the skate park there, and
yes.
like, yeah, it was across the road from like where they do the pony clubs and stuff.
All right.
And it was in that direct bush. Used to go there all the time with my brother and his mates and whatever. It was so popular. I don't know if it's still there.
And nothing spooks horses like bikes as well, just quietly. It's hilarious.
Oh.
I mean, they see that and they go, stuff isn't meant to have wheels, and they just freak out. So, you know, next to a pony club, perfect. I'm sure there'll have been a few freaked out horses along the journey.
Nah, they were pretty chill.
Nah, oh, that's good. That's maybe used to it. Maybe they're used to seeing him there.
Mm, gosh, a pump track, hey?
Yeah, I know. Singleton, get ready.
Oh.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Something has returned this year. I'm talking about round two of the Florida Man Games. So over in the US, basically what it is, it's just a bunch of little activities slash competitions to determine who will join the ranks of the world's worst superhero. It's something silly, basically yeah. a bunch of dumb things that people are doing to make it entertaining
yeah,
and see
right.
who's the worst of them all, basically.
Okay.
Things that are involved in the Florida Man Games have last year included events like evading arrest obstacle course.
And which the, is so Florida, isn't it?
Yeah. And the beer belly sumo wrestling. Now, that would be a lot of fun to watch, to be fair. I would definitely tune into this. New events added this year, though, include hurricane party prep, grocery aisle brawl, and human beer pong.
All right. So as if that once again, it's taking the mick out of the local, I guess, attributes, if you will.
Exactly.
So that's obviously happening in Florida. Long way to travel from here. It's a long way down the M1 and all that sort of stuff.
And it's kind of catered to their town,
their culture.
That's right. So I thought we could kind of transform that into Newcastle version.
Love
like the
it,
Newey
love
Bogan
it.
Games.
Okay, this is fun. So this is our own version of that, what we do here in Newcastle to highlight our attributes. Or
it's inspired by, yeah.
That's right, that's right. Okay, so what have you got for us to kick it off?
First and foremost, what's the thing that people wear most on their feet around a region like ours?
Oh my God, there's a lot of Crocs. There's a lot of thongs.
Thongs, that's the one I was looking for.
Okay.
So I'm wearing some now. I wear them every single day. So I thought we could have a thong slapping contest and which one would be the best to slap with. So you've got like your knockoffs and your cheap $2 ones, which is what I have, compared to the expensive Havaianas. Which
nice.
One slaps the hardest?
Okay, I like that. Mm. All right, here's what I've come up with, a couple of ideas along the way as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, first of all, perhaps we could have, this is what I'm calling the Lake Mac Eshay e-scooter marathon.
Oh.
Right? How far can you go on a single charge, a single battery charge, whilst wearing a crossbody bum bag? Imagine that. They're all riding out. They're like different strategies because it's distance. It's all about distance. Do you go fast and hard early or do you take it slow on E mode, like eco mode, and try and get further out of the battery?
Only slow and steady wins a race.
That's it. Or we'll find out, I guess. Only the experts know. So that's idea number one for me.
No one would go slow and steady. Have you seen those e-scooters?
No,
they fly.
You're absolutely right. No one's doing that.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because I had a separate like competition, but it's an on that par, right? We can do that before the race. Pimp my e-scooter comp.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah. Exactly. Who's got the sexiest e-scooter and then run them around. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, it's sort of like a show and shine, but for e-scooters. That could work really well. I also had, for my other idea, the Bather's Way Big Bash.
Ooh, what's that?
So essentially, it's beach cricket on Bather's Way. But everyone has to hold a latte.
Brilliant.
You spill your latte, you're out. Six and out is also into the water. and it's just a bit of cricket right near where everyone, like the audience is already there, so it's a perfect location.
Okay. So far we've had some very fun but kind of mildly physically taxing games.
Sure.
How about we wrap it up with something that'll ruin every Novocastrian?
What's that?
Drink a litre of beer or wine of your choice and run the Merriweather stairs. First to throw up wins.
Oh, that is definitely... I mean, up those stairs, anyone who has a go, running without any drinks is already difficult.
Oh, yeah.
So if you have a litre of anything in your guts, it's going to be...
it's coming up.
Very, very tough. Well, there we go. You've heard it. The Newey Bogan Games. I mean, drink responsibly, of course.
Trademark it.
Yeah, I think we should. I think it's got a huge potential.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Coming up to 9 o'clock, a few skerricks of sunshine around at the moment, but apparently it's set to turn into showers and then rain as the cyclone gets closer to the coast. Obviously, you know, a fair way away from us, but we still are expecting high winds and heavy rains later in the week. We're pretty much done for the day. Before we do go, though, we do have to give away a prize today, Ari.
Yes, we do.
Hunter Valley Wildlife Park, they're friends of the show, and we've got a family ticket to give away. Today, it goes to Krista in Lemon Tree Passage. Now, we were talking about when this photo that's gone viral down in Sydney of this turkey running in front of the Prime Minister's residence at Kirribilli. Of course, protected bird. Nobody can do anything. It doesn't matter if you're the highest office in the land. Turkey still has right of way. And it got us discussing, is it bush turkey or is it brush turkey? Now, Newcastle overwhelmingly said bush turkey, which was your side of the fence as well, Ari, right?
Definitely. I grew up with that.
Krista also believing that.
100% it's a bush turkey.
Ah, see? Everyone's brought up with the bush.
Have you lived in Lemon Tree Passage your whole life or Newcastle?
Yes, 35 years plus.
Okay. Right.
When we see them, like, digging through people's rubbish and stuff like that, my kids are like, look at the bush turkeys.
All right. Ah. Okay, so a two for Team Bush here. Ooh. Everyone loving the bush. Turns out that's the way it is. I was completely wrong. So well done to Krista in Lemon Tree Passage. You are our latest local winner here on UFM. What's on for the rest of your day? You're obviously, you're battling the tonsillitis at the moment, Ari, which is really tough. You've been an absolute trooper, so thank you for working through the show today.
I feel bad because I haven't spoken as much. But I haven't laughed as much. I've been wanting to.
But you can't hurt your tonsils.
It hurts.
So you need to go rest up, all right? Yeah. That is an absolute requirement. Have some chicken soup or something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just like soothing stuff, honey, all that good stuff for the throat.
What are you doing today?
I've got work on. I'm off to the shop today. My wife opened up this morning. She's in there with the baby, with Esme. Aww. So I'm just going to go in and take over as soon as we're done, pretty much.
Oh, you're good.
Which will be nice. I'm looking forward to catching up. Have a lovely day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.